Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. The fourth largest municipality in the United States, once dominated by big oil, is warming to greener options as it chooses a new mayor. Voters in sprawling Houston, Texas, a city crisscrossed by clogged freeways and freewheeling development, are to pick from a low-key field of mayoral candidates that are focusing on public transit, regulated development, and environmentally friendly policies. One of those choices happens to be a lesbian, three-term city controller, Anise Parker. No clear favorite has emerged in the race to succeed Bill White, who served 3 2-year stints that included a high-profile role embracing more than 150,000 evacuees from Hurricane Katrina-ravaged New Orleans and southern Mississippi in 2005. White, barred by law from another term, plans to run for the 2010 Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate if Kay Bailey Hutchison resigns to run for governor. The candidates for mayor are Parker, former city attorney Gene Locke, urban planner Peter Brown, an architect and two-term city councilman, and retired Air Force officer Roy Morales, a county school trustee. Early voting began October the 19th. If no one wins a majority in November, the two top finishers will meet in a runoff, likely in December. Locke, 61, would be Houston's second black mayor. Parker, 52, would be the city's first openly homosexual mayor and second woman in the job. Morales, 53, would be its first Hispanic mayor, but is considered a long shot. Brown, 72, who is white, has the most money to spend, much of it loaned from his wife, oil field services heiress Ann Schlumberger. Although the ballot is nonpartisan, Locke, Parker, and Brown are Democrats. Morales has tried to distinguish himself as a conservative Republican. Houston, which President Barack Obama carried in 2008, is a largely Democratic city, although the surrounding suburbs are conservative. Houston is about 25% black and one-third Hispanic. Its gay population is estimated at about 60,000. The winner will lead almost 2.5 million residents, up nearly 14% from 2000, as Houston has weathered the recession somewhat better than many cities. Out front, at baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.